or $149 per month. West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. For more, go to westcountynissan.com. 2011 models in lieu of all rebates and incentives. Financing through NMAC on in stock units only. 39-month lease, DTNL included. 12,000 per year miles. Pricing per month, $29.95 down.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell windshield wipers. Oh, no. We install them for you, fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And now save $10 instantly when you purchase two Trico Neoform wiper blades. So if your wipers are squeaking, streaking, smudging, or otherwise just kicking you off, remember, free wiper installation at Advance. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Protect your engine like never before with Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines. Now with 20% more cleaning agents. No other gasoline protects better.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep.
Our genius of the day today.
Just direct your feet.
Spike Lee.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Genius of the Day award. Maybe Genius of the Year.
Can't you hear?
What a racist moron.
And that happy tune is yours.
I'll tell you why I say that later. I got more.
Life can be so sweet.
On that guy that looks like he all hates sunny, everybody.
Silent street. I used to walk in the shade. With those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Bible says two men ought not lay together.
That's right, it does. I know it does. But it doesn't say anything more graphic than that or specific. It just says lay together. It didn't say do anything about sex.
No.
So what that means to me is the Bible says it's okay for two men to stand up and do it. Because it says two men ought not to lay together. It don't say two men ought not to stand up and do each other. Am I right?
Yes. That's correct.
Right, any particular reason you're looking for an out?
What? Well, maybe I've been thinking about doing some stuff with men. It's crossed my mind.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Apparently not. More and more people are doing it.
Famous people.
Seems like the whole world's doing it. Now I understand Mick Jagger did it with some boys.
Wait, what?
Mick Jagger. Ooh.
According to his book.
Is this in his new...
Oh, really? I haven't heard about this.
Yeah. Well, you don't listen to the show then, because didn't Mike Evans say...
Yeah,
we Jagger talked about himself it. Said he did it with some boys.
Yeah. Oh. He's had some
that
bisexual...
That ought not to be the way.
Experience.
It's not surprised anybody, though. Look at him. Look how delicate he is.
Hey, Carl, is Frank... Did Frank leave the room?
Frank is missing. He's very sick today.
I think you should do the whole show today, Carl.
All right, then.
Oh, boy.
I will.
Oh, man.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, then. I'll get him. Hang on.
Okay.
They don't want me on here. They want you. I don't think they like me very much. They're acting mean, making fun. Can you come on in?
Yeah, Carl. I'll be right there.
Oh.
Tell them to give me, like, 10 seconds.
Oh. He said he needs 10 seconds.
Was he in the bathroom or what?
Yeah. Yep.
In the pot?
Tell him to turn the fan on.
He's shaking now.
Shaking.
Oh, no.
Are you done with the last two drops?
Oh, my goodness. It's a little personal.
Thank you, Carl. I want to thank Carl for stepping in for me. You know, sometimes when I get tied up in meetings and stuff, I have either Funny Talking Man or Carl. Thank goodness I have them.
Yeah. You were tied up in a meeting?
Yeah, well, Lauren likes to, you know.
Well, so,
yeah, she likes to. No, wait, this time Mark tied me up.
Oh.
They both like to.
Whoa.
Do it. So welcome to the March 29th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's a weird day. It's the Spike Lee. I don't like Spike Lee. I've never liked him. I don't like the way I don't like his attitude.
What was in
I think
tweet?
This is so wonderful what he did, because it's so idiotic and so stupid that for the first time ever, no matter what his color is, people are free to call him a nut and I think a racist. You know, when you look, what if he, no matter how this had gone, he's an idiot. If the address had been correct for Mr. Zimmerman and some people had stormed the house and killed Zimmerman, now what has Spike Lee done? He's gone against all the things he says he's the proponent of. You know, racial equality, no rush to judgment, Because what would have happened then is you'd have killed a man who hadn't even had a chance to have a trial. Let's say he's going to be arrested. He probably will be. But the man has the right, as every black person does, to a trial and the system. No, not Spike Lee. There's only one reason you would give the guy's address out thinking you gave the right address. What would that reason be?
For
so people would go after him.
Yeah.
Retaliation.
And I don't care how anybody else wants to spin it, that's exactly what he did. He wanted retaliation. He wanted vigilante justice, and he wanted to send people to get this guy. Now, I don't really mean this. I really don't mean it. But I can only imagine, what if they had gone to that wrong address, stormed it, and killed those innocent people?
Oh, the ones that, yeah, he gave
the only
wrong
good
address.
News about that is maybe we'd be done with Spike Lee.
Yeah.
Weren't they, they're like 70, aren't they?
They had to leave their home.
70-year-old couple?
Yeah, it was just an old couple.
They had to leave their home.
And shouldn't Spike Lee have to pay for their hotel and everything that they had
to go
to?
Oh, I think he should pay for the rest of their lives. Spike, let me
Oh, they already have lawyers, I think. That's why he did the apology tweet today.
Well, he needs to cough
today.
Up about $500,000 for these people. He'll never miss it. 1999, New York Post had a story. Here's the quote from Spike Lee about Charlton Heston. Quote, somebody needs to, quote, shoot him with a .44.
Wow.
Wow, that sounds like a guy who is Martin Luther King-like in his quest for peace. Shoot him with a .44. And then, of course, when people made a big deal out of it, he said, I intended it as ironic, as a joke, to show how violence begets more violence. Well, it sure does when you say things like that, you stupid idiot. And he said, I told everyone later that it was a joke, and I didn't want to read about it in the newspaper. But he says, I don't have any reason to apologize, he said.
Because
the remark was in response to a question about whether Hollywood was responsible for the then-recent rash of school shootings. He says, the problem is guns. So he didn't apologize for the Charlton Heston remark. I promise you, if any white person had said, somebody needs to shoot Spike Lee with a .44, whole different deal. Whole different deal. He also said that Trent Lott was a card-carrying member of the KKK. Man, you better have some hardcore facts to back that up when you say somebody belongs to the KKK. He, in 2004, March 28th, on ABC, said Larry Bird was overrated as a basketball player because of his race. If you don't understand what he meant by that, he meant that he got more credit than he really deserved because he was a white basketball player. Flip that around and let any white guy say, well, Magic Johnson, Dennis Rodman, Shaq, any of them, they get more credit than they deserve just because they're black. It doesn't cut both ways. There's not equality here. But Spike Lee can say Larry Bird was overrated because of his race. He says he's the most overrated, it's a quote, most overrated player of all time. He says, I sure wouldn't say it'd be Larry Bird, but now Larry Bird's one of the greatest players of all time. Listen to the white media. It's like this guy was like nobody ever played basketball before. Larry Bird, Larry Bird, Larry Bird, Larry Bird. Said it five times. There's your Spike Lee for you, okay? The reason I will never go to a Spike Lee movie, never have been to one, and sometimes people are reluctant to say anything that's true because of the color of somebody's skin. But in this case, Mr. Lee, it's unavoidable. He can't dodge this bullet. You give out the address of somebody who has not been arrested yet. Man, that's not a good thing. And before we take calls, because we already have calls lining up, let me give you the number stuff. And let's not, when I get a lot of heavy stuff here, I wanted to get that out. I also want to get this out. I want to congratulate, what's the guy's name here? Bob Lohman, for shooting and killing the guy in St. Charles County who broke into his home and started beating his wife. He gets a gun and shoots and kills the guy.
Yeah.
Say what you want about good people having guns, but here's the perfect example of how, hey,
when was that?
It works. Last night.
Yeah.
Really? Is he related to the judge? The Lohman that's the judge?
I don't know a judge named Lohman. I don't know anything about it. Dardenne Prairie is where this took place. St. Charles County.
Some
Bob
guy
Lohman.
Just randomly broke into his home.
Threw a brick or landscape stone through the window, came in the house, French doors. They're watching TV. goes over and starts beating the guy's wife. He tries to pull him off and fight him. He can't. Runs upstairs, gets a gun, comes down, shoots the guy, and kills him. Wow. Beautiful story. One of the best stories I've heard in a long time. There's one scumbag off the face of the earth that we don't need, who only would have gone on to do more harm to other people. Turns out the guy who was beating the guy's wife worked next door. You see, this is often the case when somebody's in the neighborhood and they watch your house.
I thought that today when I was leaving and there was a bunch of roofers a couple houses down. I made sure my alarm was on and stuff when I left.
You're not going to... Are you sleeping alone tonight at your house?
No. But I meant I was leaving my house today, and I made sure...
Now, when will you go back to your home?
After the show.
I think there might... Well, you can go do what you want, but I'm thinking there's probably a couple of roofers who might be former convicts who are waiting for you in your house. Nah, you know what? I don't want you to worry about that.
No. You think she's going to...
Just ignore what I said.
She's going to have to go with you somewhere?
Well, I was going to suggest that maybe for a few nights, I go home with you.
Oh.
If you're concerned.
Mm. That's awfully thoughtful of you.
Well, I care about you. I care about you. And I could go home with you. And then I could lie with you till you're asleep. Because sometimes, you can't sleep if you're, I wonder if anybody's going to break in. So I will...
I thought Carl says lay together. You said lie together.
Well, he's not Carl.
Well, Carl is... Grammar is imperfect.
Oh, that's...
When you lie in bed, you lie. You don't lay. You lay down the carpet. You lie in bed.
What about lay, lady, lay? Lay... Across my big brass bed.
Well, it is incorrect grammar. Music is never supposed
lie
to be
lady,
grammar.
Lie, lady, lie.
Music has never been grammatically correct.
Lady, lady.
You lie on bed, a chicken will lay eggs, and the paper will lie on the desk. So let's not get started on that.
Are you lying?
So that's the deal, Tina. Think it over if you want. I'll be happy to accompany you home as personal protection for you for a while till you're more at ease. I told you, I'm going to go the whole story again, but the only really frightening, horrible thing that ever happened to me in my own residence happened because of an attempted stabbing and rape
next door
to me with her lady and her daughter, and the suspect, that's a good word, there's no doubt that it was him, was a guy who'd been on a swimming pool crew for 3 weeks next door to their house watching their every move. He was part of the pool crew. And he tried to kill the woman and her daughter next door to me in the middle of the night. So you never know who's around you and you never know who's watching you. And my point is not to scare the wits out of everybody, but it is to say sometimes it's a real good feeling to know that you've got a chance to protect yourself and that if anybody goes down, it's going to be the person who really doesn't deserve to be on the earth anyway. Let's take some calls. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And then we'll also take some Burke segment if we have any. Juan joins us. Hello, Juan.
Frank, gang, how are you?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, listen, I don't know if you read, but Roseanne Barr...
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, go ahead.
Only slightly less disgusting than your girlfriend, Rosie, posted the parents, Zimmerman's parents' address, actual address.
Yeah, and then she took it back, but it was already out there. Now, I'm glad you mentioned this, Juan. Again, let's just think, what could possibly be the benefit of putting the poor parents of this guy Zimmerman, putting their address out there for the whole world? What did she want the result of that to be? It can only be one thing.
I would love to hear her explain herself. But I know in my country, if someone comes into your house like that, you're allowed to fire one warning shot right between their eyes.
That's a good place for a warning shot. Yeah.
Yep.
Juan, thank you for the call.
You bet. Bye now.
Yeah. How about that stinking Roseanne Barr? How about that? She tweets the parents' address of this guy. The parents didn't have any. Why don't you send somebody out to kill Klebold's parents, the kid at Columbine? They didn't do it.
Boy, they really do think they are
elevated
higher than everybody else that they get to.
Think they are gifted.
Judge and jury, and they know everything.
And that we should go along with whatever they think is right or wrong. Roseanne Barr is a despicable pig. And to put the parents. Why don't we find Jeff Dahmer's dad's address and put it out there so that everybody can go kill him because he had a nut son who was a killer and a cannibal. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Let's welcome Blind Bob to the stage. Hello, Blind Bob. How are you?
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Bob.
Bob, good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's been, I didn't realize it's been almost 6 months or better.
Were you mad at us?
No, actually not. Okay. Lazy, yeah.
Lazy, just been
actually not. Hey, Bob, I relate to lazy. I'm the king of lazy.
Yeah, well, you know, my boss would say the same thing, but...
Oh, I doubt that. My boss would. In fact, my boss said the other day, hey, that blind Bob is lazy.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Yeah. Oh, man. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, Tina, first of all, I think you need to take Frank's advice.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks,
and,
Bob.
And, you know, just make sure that he has an eye out for you, or two eyes out.
I know which eye he has out.
Yeah, I bet you do.
One eye.
Yeah.
I had a couple things. You know, it's amazing how much attention that we pay, that a lot of people pay to people like Roseanne Barr and
by the way, in this case, I want everybody to pay attention to what she's done and what Spike Lee has done.
I want
everybody to know it.
Right. Well, and it's incredible how many people hold what they say up to, the level of importance that they seem to think it should be.
Right.
And it's I think they should stick to what they do, act or do whatever it is they do.
Yeah, they can't seem to do that though.
No, they can't. And I had a question actually, because I heard about it a couple weeks ago. It was in the Playhouse. You mentioned another blind fellow that you had on the air, and of course I was at work. So
Mike Cardy.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he an entertainer here in St. Louis? Has he recorded some projects, or what is he doing?
Not that I know of. Do you guys know
him? He was a musician, but isn't it Clardy? Or
yeah, I think it's Clardy,
that's
yeah.
Right, Clardy, Mike Clardy.
Yeah, no, he used to play, what did he used to play?
I think he played bass.
Bass or guitar, one of the
really
two.
He never really specified if he had published anything. Or...
Okay.
I
don't remember him being a part of the Seconds band. You remember them.
Oh, no, I remember the Seconds band. I absolutely remember them. What a wonderful band.
They were a great band.
Yeah, and they're...
I know a couple of the people that were in that group. They're no longer...
And who was the blind guy in the Seconds band?
There were two of them.
Yes, that's right.
One was Steve Schinelli.
Okay.
And he was... I don't know that he was the leader, but he was... He was a guitarist. And then John Minns, I don't know what he played. But
what a nice bunch of people, by the way. And they had a wonderful band.
The two of them still entertain in a group.
Okay.
They're with a group called Timbuktu now.
That's a good name.
Yeah, I thought so too. And I had a privilege to hear them play at the... it's called the Lake House, Boathouse, Lake House.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Forest Park.
I think I might have that wrong, but it's in Creve Coeur, yeah.
Okay, that is,
is that what
the
it
Lake
is?
House,
you know,
I can't.
I've been there. I know where you're talking about, yeah.
Okay, and they played, they have food, and they were there, and they're still good. They still entertain, and only a few of the members have changed, and... But they're still out there and entertaining, but they're just not noted as the Seconds band. But I had never heard of the Mike McLarty.
But he hasn't really been blind all that long.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He went blind 8 years ago.
Oh, okay.
It was an accident that he didn't want to talk about.
Oh, well, yeah. Then a lot of that's fine. You know, a lot of people don't like discussing that. And
not you, Bob. You discuss it.
Well, but, you know, there's a difference. I've been blind for 57 years now.
Yeah.
So my attitude is you can't really miss I guess you could, but it wouldn't do me any good. You can't miss what you don't have or have never had.
Well, we've had, because of you, the discussion several times.
If
you had the choice, would you rather have seen and then go blind or be blind from birth and not have seen? And most people, I think, decided it would be better to have seen, even though it'd be more frustrating because
you're missing.
You know what you're missing.
Oh, I'd like to have it for a couple minutes.
Really?
I mean, I would like to have it just
so you
see.
Can get a fix on what red is,
right,
and
exactly.
What people look.
To,
yeah,
to clear up my curiosity.
A tree, what the sky looks
right.
Like.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, I can. if somebody says red, as I've said many times, if somebody says red, I can only associate it with, well, I usually associate it with an apple.
But you still can't, you're associating it with a shape and a feel and a taste.
Really,
yeah, that means nothing to you.
No, not really.
Well, Bob, it is always a pleasure. Don't wait six months.
I will not do that. I will call more often.
I hope so. Thank you, Bob.
Tell Jeannie hi.
I will do that.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye.
There's Bob. Bye, y'all. One more from Dave, then we have to take a break. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Yes, fine. How's everybody there today?
Let me check.
Good, right. Dave.
Good, good.
Doing great.
Now, I just got one quick comment about the new Black Panthers.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
You know, the trash that they've been spewing, I just wonder what the public reaction would be to them if instead of wearing camouflage, they were wearing white sheets and hoods.
That's a very good question, and I think we know what the reaction would be.
Okay. Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you. All right, I guess enough of that. I think I made my point. I don't think there's anything for anybody to argue with. You can't possibly defend what Spike Lee or Roseanne Barr did. You can't. You don't have an argument there. Matheny Heating and Cooling, something else you can't dispute. That they've been around for 70 years. This is the 70th anniversary of Matheny Heating and Cooling. And I want to make sure that you don't forget something, and what I don't want you to forget is to tell them that you're AM and the PM. Because if you... Oh, by the way, Matheny is one of those old-school companies that forever and ever and ever, up until very recently, didn't have a website. And so I got on Tom Matheny about that, and I said, hey, listen, you have to have a website. So they have a site. I've seen it. It's almost ready for me to tell you about. And when I get the word from Tom, I'll say, hereitis.com, and knock yourself out. And I've seen it. It's clean. It's easy to navigate. And some businesses, when they're doing well, I think they just think, well, you know what, we're doing fine. We don't need a website. In 2012 and in 11 and 10, and before even, I need a website. This is the world we live in. And so he agreed. And to his credit, I would say whoever did a really good job. I'll have that for you any day now. Matheny Heating and Cooling. For now, here's the number, 314-727-9000. And don't forget to tell them you're AM and the PM, because when they come out, your first service call, you're going to get 15% off. And you're also going to get a discount on a regular service package if you tell them you're AM and the PM. And they can tell you, it's a maintenance plan. They'll tell you how that works. So what you need to know is, it doesn't matter how old your heating and air conditioning system is. It doesn't matter what brand it is. You need new replaced. They'll replace it, put a brand new one in. They do ductwork. They have sheet metal people. They do it all. Commercial, residential, St. Louis and St. Charles counties. Matheny Heating and Cooling.
With your Golden Oaklanding traffic, let's check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Tina. Well, it looks like we may have some rain in the area, but no slowdowns because of that. Just road construction going on now. Southbound 270 at Gravoy. You've got the right lane shut down, and that should be being picked up shortly. Westbound 64 west of the Poplar Street Bridge area, they are doing some road work. Also on eastbound 64 from 5570 to Route 3 to 25th Street, I should say. They've got two left lanes down. Hopefully that's going to be picked up during the rush hour also. Other than that, it's just volume that's building on westbound 40, Hampton to McCausland, 270 through Mason, and 270 southbound, getting a little heavy now, Manchester through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's the grand opening of Mattress Firm's newest St. Louis store. Come in to beat Tempur-Pedic's national price increase and save up to $300. They're at the intersection of I-55 and South Lindbergh, besides Marshall's. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now, and you'll get the Big 550 no matter where in the world you are.
Like most Americans, my family is pretty short on time and money these days. Three kids, extra hours at work, and the bills keep piling up. So when I read there might be a new law in Missouri requiring me to get a prescription before I can buy certain cold and allergy medicines, I wasn't happy. Can we really afford to miss work or school to go to our doctor every time someone in our family needs Claritin D or Sudafed? The paper said some local politicians are pushing this because meth dealers use an ingredient in these medicines to help make their drugs. Thankfully, other lawmakers have introduced better solutions that target criminals and protect access to certain cold and allergy medicines that families like mine depend on. Punishing criminals, not families. Shouldn't we give that a chance?
Learn more at StopMethNotMeds.com. Paid for by the Consumer Healthcare Products Association.
Now here's a pitch to Shannon. Swung on. Deep in the left field. Back goes.
Hey, Mike Shannon here. You know, when I think about my 50-plus years of being involved in Cardinals baseball, I think about the greatest fans in sports, the rich tradition, and I think about winning 11 world championships. The Redbirds are going to go for 12-12, and we hope you'll join us all season long right here at the ballpark.
Listen to these Cardinal fans up here, man.
Single game tickets are on sale right now at Cardinals.com.
All-inclusive tickets are on sale now at Cardinals.com. All-inclusive tickets feature a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, and a great view of the game.
What a night! What an evening of baseball!
Fans, this is Cardinals manager Mike Matheny. With the additions we've made in the offseason, we're going for 12-12. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now at Cardinals.com.
This one will go down in history as an all-time.
Anyone in the market for landscaping materials, listen up! The season has arrived, and there's only one name that you need to know when it comes to stocking up with supplies for that next project. St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. Now, with two locations and 20 years of top-notch experience, this is your first and last stop for products and educational materials that will guide you through even the most elaborate jobs. From a simple, elegant patio to the most lavish outdoor living space, the name to remember is St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. Interlocking and permeable patio pavers, garden and retaining wall blocks, geogrids, geotextile fabric, bulk and bagged mulches, topsoil and decorative gravels, even deck and fence materials. Whatever you need for your next landscaping project, you'll find at St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. Two locations, 106 South Elam Avenue in Valley Park and 18614 Olive Street Road in Chesterfield. Visit online at hardscapeofstl.com. Put your trust in the very best, St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply.
Recently here at KTRS, we redid our office space, and a special thanks to Facility Services Group for designing our new office space. They got rid of the old ratty cubicles and brought in brand new cubicles, and they fit with our current technology of all the data and internet access. They work with quality pre-owned products, 8 or better on a scale of 1 to 10. Also, it was free design and layout when they did our office furniture. If your company's growing and you need to expand, or you want to get rid of the old ratty cubicles and get some new ones, Facility Services Group. Call them at 314-282-4441 and ask how they can help you save money, time, and aggravation. And go to KTRS.com and you can see a time-lapse video to see what they did to our offices. FacilityServicesNow.com or 314-282-4441. If you're looking for new cubicles and new office space, Facility Services Group or KTRS.com.
You take your six-year-old to the playground. You watch her run from the slide to the swings. Another mother strikes up a conversation. You take your eye off your daughter for a few seconds. You look back, and she's gone.
Lily? Lily?
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. To receive free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solution Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS and learn about tax-free retirements this Sunday, 1 until 2 p.m.
Window World's open house is this Saturday from 10 to 3. Come hungry and bring your measurements to Window World for to-the-penny pricing at the corner of St. Charles Rock Road and Earth City Expressway. Go to windowworldstlouis.com or call 993-1800. Window World this weekend.
On the other side of the street I knew, stood a girl that looked like you.
I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved.
We're gonna take your phone calls right now. I have just about lost all interest in American Idol. I tried to watch it last night. You know what?
Welcome to the club, buddy.
It has no punch anymore. It has no spark.
No, they do show them how good they are.
I am tired of hearing Jennifer Lopez say the same thing. I got goosebumps. You're so sweet. I could just hug you and squeeze your cheeks. And standing up with an ovation, Jennifer Lopez, sugary, sweet, over the top. Steven Tyler, you know, man, I knew as soon as you got up there and started singing that song that you were going to be beautiful, and you did a beautiful job. Yeah. You're a beautiful dude, and you know what? You belong in this competition. Okay, that's all he says. Randy Jackson, same thing. Dog, dude, you brought it. It's the bomb. Need Simon Cowell.
And then he goes, Ryan. Yeah. He is in it to win it.
Yeah, exactly. Ryan, this dude is in it to win it. He's the bomb. And then at the end
when he called him out, he said, who do you think is in trouble here? Nobody would say anything.
Exactly. Now, they had 5 standing ovations. Wishes. 5 not. Okay, apparently, obviously, somebody's not as good as somebody else, but then they mamby-pamby wimp out, and they won't do that. Simon would have said, well, quite frankly, I think this has got to go. And, I mean, he would have just laid it out there. No, it's not. I can't do a British accent. This show is so lame now, American Idol.
How are the ratings doing?
I don't know.
I think they're okay.
I'm just about done. I'll watch little bits of it, but I used to really enjoy it. I'm just about finished
but
with it now.
Did you see that girl that Elise sing Led Zeppelin?
Oh my goodness!
Night?
I did see that.
This is not a comment about the talent. She was unbelievable.
No. Oh yeah,
whole lot of love. Not 3 people could sing it. And even Randy said nobody can, or Steven said nobody could sing that song except Led Zeppelin and you.
And that girl Jessica Sanchez.
Yeah, they have talent, but the judges part of it stinks. Yeah. It's just not fun anymore. No. Off we go to the phones. Here's Don. Hello, Don. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How you doing? I always wanted to call your show.
Well, I'm glad you did.
I wanted to comment on Spike Lee, but first of all, I wanted to tell you I was born in Humboldt, Tennessee. Weren't you from that area?
Oh. Wow. You and I are 2 of only 12 people ever born in Humboldt, Tennessee.
I only stayed there a couple months.
Good.
My first 2 months of my life.
Good.
I had to get out. I just didn't like the milk.
No. Don't stay in Humboldt, Tennessee.
Doug Atkins was from Humboldt, you know.
Doug Atkins. You know what? You just mentioned the name. Let me tell the story real quickly. If you drive down 55, you get off, you go to Dyersburg, Tennessee, then you go into Humboldt, you'll see a sign. It says Humboldt, Tennessee, home of Doug Atkins. Now, nobody except 12 people, me and Don and 10 other people, know who that is. Doug Atkins was a professional football player. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's in the NFL Hall of Fame. He played for the Bears and one other team. What was it, Don? Do you know?
New Orleans Saints.
Okay, Saints and the Bears. But nobody knows who Doug Atkins was. But that's it. That's all Humboldt has is home of. But what they could have done, Don, was said home of T.G. Shepherd, the country music star, because he's also from Humboldt, Tennessee. And you are, and I am, and that's all the people that were ever from Humboldt, Tennessee.
Wow.
Well, there's a few good people came from there anyway.
Yeah. I'm exaggerating it a little, but it really is a nothing hick little town that still never flipped the calendar past 1955.
Hey, I wanted to comment on Spike Lee, actually. I don't know if you mentioned this or not. The guy's a renowned racist. Several years ago, he mentioned that for his production company, he would only hire black people, and he specifically said he would not hire any white people. You would only hire black people.
Well, I'll take your word for that. I haven't seen that quote from him, but if you say it's out there and it's true, it doesn't surprise me, by the way, because
right.
It just comes off as extremely racist to me. And let me ask you this. If this had been a black guy who shot somebody, had not had a chance to go to trial yet, you think Spike Lee would have given out a phone number? No.
No, not at all.
No, absolutely not. Well, Don, it's a rare day that I talk to somebody else born in Humboldt. That means you were born at St. Mary's Hospital.
Well, it's a long story. I'm not sure. Whatever facility was down there, I was born in. I didn't stay there very long. It's a long personal story.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. Because if it's from Humboldt, it's boring.
Right. Okay, fine.
Thank you for the call, Don. Wow. I won't meet in the course of my career five people born in Humboldt, Tennessee.
Mm.
Wow. But the doctor who delivered me was Dr. Harold Barker.
Wow.
See, there's certain things that I know that I shouldn't even be able to remember.
You should say, come on down?
No, Harold Barker.
You should have flushed that out of your brain a long time ago. There's no need to hold that information anymore.
I can't remember the joke from yesterday, but I remember that Harold Barker delivered me at the hospital in Humboldt, and the park was Bailey Park. Like George Bailey, we had a little park. It was a nothing park, like one swing set and a merry-go-round or something, and it was called Bailey Park. There was a drugstore, the Rexall drugstore or whatever, and a couple other little shops and the railroad tracks, and that was about it. So I'm glad Don called and reminded me how happy I am that I got out of there. Mike is up. Hello, Mike.
Hey, AM and PM.
Thank you, Mike.
Hallelujah. I think it would be only appropriate if we gave out Spike Lee and
Oh, no, let me say, this is the most brilliant idea in the world. If somehow...
I think I saw online somebody did tweet out Spike Lee's... address.
Oh, man, personal address. That's a great idea.
But I don't know if it's his personal address or his business, you know.
No, but I'm with Don. And somebody ought to give out his real address. That would be.
I also think maybe we ought to have, say, a $10,000 bounty on the capture of any of the new Black Panthers. How about that?
Well, first of all... Well, of course, it wouldn't fly, but to call yourselves the new Black Panthers, that's a militant... You know, you got to say this for Martin Luther King. We need another Martin Luther King, because Martin Luther King would never have tweeted, if he were still alive and could tweet, he wouldn't have done this. This guy knew how to make a point. It may have taken longer, but he was willing to wait and patient. Unfortunately, he didn't get to wait to see the results of his work. But this guy was absolutely the most passive, nonviolent, non-militant guy. We need him back here. I appreciate the call.
All right, take it easy.
Thank you, Mike. How we doing? We're okay. Let's go to Steve. Hello, Steve.
He always calls me that.
That's a great joke.
That's all he wanted.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but now he ruined it because I can't tell it because he gave the punchline.
Yeah.
So now I got to wait a year to tell that joke. Dan should be here. Hello, Dan.
Oh, Dan's gone.
Dan's gone. Dan is gone. So that gives me an opportunity to take them out. I made a couple little notes here, just things I didn't want to forget. Aren't we strange people?
Yes.
No, aren't we?
You don't even have to say anymore.
I mean all of us as human beings, and here's what I mean by this. Here's how odd we are about certain things. When a lottery gets to 300, 400 million, everybody wants a ticket, yet we don't really, what is it, 60 million? Nah.
Yeah, no, that's not enough.
I got to buy a ticket for that. Isn't that weird?
And it generally starts at 12 million. I can handle 12 million.
I can handle 1 million. Yeah. Isn't it odd, though? Isn't that the strangest thing?
I've started buying instead of the big lottos, I just buy the show me cash. I go, I'm good with 50,000.
There's that pick three.
I'm going to do this Mega Millions thing. I mean, we can do that.
I bought one last year.
Can you buy that just about anywhere?
Yeah.
I'm
42 states and Puerto Rico.
I'm going to do it. And just to prove that I'm just as weird as everybody else is weird, that it gets to that kind of number, you go, well, I guess I better buy one. When, in fact, the bigger the number, the smaller the odds.
Right.
The smaller the odds. You're better off to buy the $30 million ticket.
Starts picturing what they would do with them.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
We're all so crazy. But, and then, of course, the president said that he thought the lottery system, this is a quote today or yesterday, it's very recent, that it unfairly targeted less fortunate people and poor people.
What?
Wait a second. It's $1 or $2, and by the way, you don't have to buy one. It's not targeting anybody. And then I read another article where there was an elaboration on how that the lotteries kind of marketed to uneducated, less fortunate people. Really? I don't see that. I see TV commercials for lotteries. I see billboards. How is that targeting poor people?
Well, and it's not, really wealthy people wouldn't even bother with the lottery. So, of course, it's going to be people that have money issues that want to play.
Yes, but it's not targeting.
No, it's not. But that just happens to be everybody that buys it is people that are and not as.
You think the liquor industry is targeting homeless guys who on the side of the sidewalk have a brown bag? No.
No, but you're homeless and you want something to make you forget you're homeless.
Yeah, you're not targeting them. And when you're poor, you want something that gives you hope or at least the chance, the thought of the chance that for a couple of bucks, you might get some money.
Somebody has to win.
Yeah, is that the worst thing in the world? I don't think so. Okay. American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com is the website. We're going to get the phone number in a minute. I want to save it to last because I want to make sure you zero in on the first three of the four. Well, there are 10 digits in phone numbers now. Almost every number you have to include the area code. So let's say that fourth, fifth, and sixth number, because those are the ones, if you get those right, man, you're not going to make a mistake and call the wrong company, because there are other companies that have parts of that phone number, but they're not American Equity Mortgage. They may provide similar services, but they're not American Equity Mortgage. They haven't been around as long as American Equity Mortgage. They've stolen phrasing from American Equity, maybe marketing and merchandising ideas from American Equity, but you can't take their people. The American Equity Mortgage people are sitting at American Equity Mortgage. They're on the phone when you call American Equity Mortgage. They've been doing this for over 20 years, and they've taught a lot of people a very simple and valuable lesson, and that is don't borrow bad money, meaning don't make bad loans. Bad loans are loans with high interest rates, and especially now you don't have to do that if you're a homeowner. Interest rates that are still, depending on the loan you get, the term, and your credit rating, still in the threes, and they work very fast. You lock in now, they can close your loan. It's very possible in as little as 2 weeks. Not everybody's as close to 2 weeks, but it has been done, and it is possible as little as 2 weeks. So if you're considering buying your first home, or you're moving up to another home, a bigger home, a better home, or you just want to use that equity, 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland traffic. So is the rain causing any problems, Tim?
Well, it doesn't look like it. Right now, we just have some slow traffic on northbound 170 between Galleria Parkway to just about, just past Page. Also, the exit ramp is partially blocked on westbound 70 at Cypress. We're looking a little slower now on southbound 270 from about the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. And then westbound 70 slow from Salisbury to Grand. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Applebee's. Looking for variety at lunchtime? Find it on Applebee's all-new pick-and-pair lunch menu. Over 75 combinations of soup, salad, sandwiches, and pasta starting at just $5.99. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you know somebody suffering from alcohol or drug dependency? Maybe you are. Maybe you failed numerous times at a rehab facility. Now it's time to try something totally different. I'm talking about my friends at ARCA, the Assisted Recovery Centers of America. They use a drug that you've probably never heard of. It's called naltrexone, and it's a non-addictive, anti-craving medication. Let me say that again. It will block the cravings, and it is non-addictive. So therefore, you can be treated at ARCA and go back to work within 24 to 48 hours. It's a miracle drug. And people don't know about it, and people won't tell you about it. Unless you hear it from here or hear it from ARCA, you might not know about it. ARCA, 314-645-6840. The people who have gone through the treatment say it is amazing. Call and ask ARCA about naltrexone. 314-645-6840 to find out more. ArcaMidwest.com. But you've tried the others. Now try ARCA. 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today?
Lace up your running shoes. Strap on your skates. The 8th annual Walk, Run, and Roll for People of All Abilities is coming to Creve Coeur Park on Saturday, May 5th. Corporate teams, families, and individuals are invited to walk, run, or roll, raising money for 8 local nonprofits in the area that serve people with developmental disabilities. Lace up your running shoes, strap on your skates. For details, visit walkrunenroll.org. Together, we can make a difference.
Is this an honor of Earl?
Earl Scruggs,
the greatest banjo player that ever lived. Any banjo player will tell you that. Earl Scruggs. He's gone.
Oh.
Pretty interesting story. This guy, Lester Flatt, forever and ever, was his partner. Flatt and Scruggs. How old was Earl Scruggs? Anybody know?
88.
Wow.
You know that he started playing the banjo when he was 4 years old. How does a four-year-old play the banjo?
Man.
I mean, really, I hear about kids doing stuff like that, and I think, how do you get that
and
smart?
And their parents probably played something, an instrument, the whole time they were growing up, and they just saw it.
Start plucking.
Well, Earl Scruggs' name became well-known to a lot of people who otherwise wouldn't know it when they did the theme song for the Beverly Hillbillies, Ballad of Jed Clampett. That was on TV from 1962 to 71.
And weren't they on there? Didn't they show them? Like
I think there was.
End?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at some point, I think they were. They made a guest appearance, or I don't know, but it seems that they were.
They did make guest appearances every once in a while on the show itself. But then, yeah, they did show them a couple times playing.
Yeah, and I actually think I read an article, and I may be able to find it later. That song reached number one on the country charts, that Jed Clampett.
Really?
Beverly Hillbillies theme. Yeah, that's the only number one hit they had. They were real big on the country and bluegrass scene, but they had one number one. And a lot of TV songs have been, themes have been, you know, like top 10 hits or number one hits. And maybe during the break we'll pull up a list. If you could Google what TV theme. We'll do that.
Miami Vice was in that one.
That was a hit. And The Ventures, Hawaii 5-0. That was a huge hit.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm pretty sure that on the country charts that Flatt and Scruggs and the Battle of Jed Clampett made it to number one. As they used to put up on the screen during the Tonight Show before a break, more to come. They put that thing up. It just said more to come on the thing. So there's more to come here. I get a little tidbit for you on Dancing with the Stars and one about The Voice you might be interested in. So do not go away. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC.